Well, this morning I want to kind of change gears a little bit and begin a new series of sermons called The Bible Doesn't Say That. And I came across, actually saw this in a survey of Bible literacy once, and this was the question, and you can sort of answer this in your head. It's a multiple choice question. Which of these phrases can you find in the Bible? A, to be or not to be. B, be all that you can be. C, Mother Mary comes to me speaking words of wisdom, let it be. D, none of the above. Or E, all of the above. Can we answer that with some confidence? None of the above. You know, it's not necessary for Christians to be Bible scholars, but it is important that we understand some biblical basics, that we can discuss the main thoughts, the main trajectory, the main feel, the thread that runs through the scriptures, and have some familiarity with those things. There's a lot of reasons that we need to do that. One, if the scripture is the book that carries our tradition, that it carries our story, then we should be familiar with that story. We like to be familiar with our family's histories and know how our families got to where they are today. And well, our spiritual family had a journey as well, and they made some mistakes along the way, and they did some things right. And the Bible is a good narrative of that journey. But then, of course, it also has the essentials of our faith. All that is essential to faith, Martin Luther said, was found in the Scriptures. That we can find the path to salvation by being exposed to the Scriptures, and we can also do it for the sake of we who speak English can do it for the benefit or the memory and honor of William Tyndale, who was strangled. That was the execution that he received at the hands of the British authorities at the time when he translated the Bible from Hebrew and Greek into English, because it was illegal at that time. And so we could at least do it for William. But you know, we've often heard it said that that God will not give you more than you can handle. That's what I want to focus on this morning, that phrase that we often hear said, that God will not give you more than you can handle in terms of struggle. But our experience, and if you reason through it, and if you look at the church tradition, and then if you look at the scriptures, we find that those communicate to us otherwise, that God will absolutely give you more than you can handle. But His grace is sufficient for you to overcome whatever God allows to come into your path. So ultimately, in whatever hardships, whatever difficulties, whatever seemingly overwhelming odds that you face in life, you are saved by God's grace through your faith. Paul says that in Ephesians, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But our experience and our reason and the tradition of the church and also the scriptures tell us that sometimes we are given more than we can handle. John Wesley had a process for discerning what is true and what is not true. And Albert Outler, who was a scholar of Wesley, named it the Wesleyan Quadrilateral. If you've been a Methodist long enough, you've probably heard that term somewhere along the way. The Wesleyan Quadrilateral are these four things that anytime there's a question before us of what is true, we use our experience, we use reason, we use the church tradition, what has the church said about this issue, and then we also, and primarily, look at Scripture. So these four things, that's the quadra in that. Our experience tells us that we will get more than we can handle. I've had more laid on me in my life and in times along the way where there was more than I could handle. If you've ever experienced the death of a close loved one, it can be more than you can handle. It can be tough. And sometimes it's the end of some folks because they can't deal with what's been laid upon their life. Maybe it's financially you've been in over your head, or emotionally, or a relationship, or even on the wrong side of the law, and you thought, there's no way I'm ever going to get out of this. This is more than I can handle. This is more than I can deal with. And the only way out of it was by grace. It was more than you could handle. But by God's grace, you were able to overcome. You were able to deal with the situation that you were facing. Reason would also suggest that God gives us more than we can handle. Otherwise, we would never grow in our life. If you were never given a difficult task, if hardship was never allowed to occur in your life, you would remain childlike. You would be dealing with the same issues that you dealt with when you were 5 years old. We would not develop skills or wisdom or strength that we develop in life as we encounter hardships, where we have to summon strength and we have to summon fortitude and we have to be innovative and we have to be bold in order to overcome those problems that we face in life. Talk to a lot of people who lift in the gym, and one thing that they will say, they who have studied it will say, that when you're in the gym lifting weights, you're not building muscle when you're in the gym. You're actually breaking muscle. You're actually tearing it down. It's only in the 72 hours of recovery afterwards is when you start building the muscle. You don't build the muscle until you break it down. And a lot of that's true in our life. We don't grow stronger. We don't get to the next rung of the experience of life and of knowledge and of building strength and wisdom and skills in life until we're broke to some degree so that we can rebuild and become even stronger. So reason, not only our experience, but reason tells us that God gives us much so that we might grow spiritually and in wisdom and in stature as we go through our struggles. The church tradition also shows. If you study the tradition of even the early church into the modern times, you'll find that church tradition shows that God gives his people, he allows his people to endure more than they can handle. The history of the church is full of stories of persecution and martyrdom. Who among us could stand the kind of persecution and the martyrdom that the church has faced over the years unless we had God's grace? Because it's more than we can handle without God's grace. The second century church father Tertullian said, "The blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church." You know, in some places around the world, the church has grown significantly in recent decades, against all the odds. 50 years ago, it would have been unimaginable that there would have been 60 million Christians in China. But that's exactly how many Christians there are in China today. And those people don't come to the warm sanctuary and with the nice windows and the music. And no, they worship in hiding at the fear of imprisonment and even death. And same way in South Korea, a few generations ago, hardly any Christians at all in South Korea, and now nearly a third of South Koreans are Christians. So our experience tells us sometimes we have more than we can handle. Sometimes God allows more than we can handle in our life. Reason tells us that. How else would we grow if things were always handed to us on a silver platter? Church tradition tells us that. The church, the martyrs of church history show us that people in the church are given more than they can handle, but God's grace is always sufficient for us to overcome. When we're at our weakest, God can be at his strongest in our life. Paul says that over and over in his writings. When it seems like we've been given more than we can handle and we're ready to throw in the towel, yet God's grace grows more and more in our life. And finally, we can just look at a quick survey of some familiar scriptures to show that God allows us to experience more than we can handle, but he provides grace for us to see it through. Paul, again, in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. At first, this sounds like God will not give us more, but as you read more into Paul, you'll hear differently. Paul says, "So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear." And I think that's where that notion comes from, that God will not give you more than you can handle. God will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But what does he say next? "But when you are tempted, he, the Lord, will also provide a way out so that you can endure it." If God is not in the middle of our struggle, we will fail. If God is not in the middle of your struggle, it will overtake you and overcome you. But by God's grace, we endure. Jesus says in John chapter 16, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world." We live and move with the one who has overcome the world living in us. That's good news. Because this week, you will have trouble. But living in you is the one who has overcome the world. And Paul says again in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, he says, "We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about the troubles we experienced. We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired of life itself. Indeed, we felt we had received the sentence of death. But this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God, who raises the dead." So there's this common theme throughout the scriptures that there is such a thing as human suffering. And though God allows suffering to occur in our lives, he always provides sufficient grace for us to overcome. If we leave with anything this morning, let us be convinced and reminded of that. That there will be suffering in your life, but God always provides sufficient grace for you to overcome whatever obstacle, whatever trouble that you encounter in your path. So the grace of the very God who raises the dead, the Christ who overcomes the world, is made available to us in our greatest moment of need. That's what the scriptures tell us. Not that God will not give you more than you will handle. You will absolutely have more than you can handle in your life. But God's grace is sufficient for you to overcome what the world throws in your path. Psalm 46 says this, "God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging." This was over 40 years ago, well, 30 years ago. I was reading a biography of General Patton. And this was World War I when he was not yet of his high fame and stature that he had become in the Second World War. And he had encountered in battle some very trying and testing situations. And he was asked by someone had asked him once. He said, "Were you not scared? Were you not frightened? Were you not fearful in the midst of that of the battle?" And he replied with a few choice words, and I'm not going to sprinkle those in there. Something to the effect of, "Heck yes," and so on. "I was scared. But," he said, "I've learned not to take counsel of my fears." There's a huge difference between being scared and not letting fear to be your counsel. Because fear will lead you to do some really stupid things. And fear will take you down some paths and have you make some decisions that will lead to destruction. But the psalmist says, "Therefore we will not fear, because the Lord is our refuge and our strength." And Isaiah goes on to say, "He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak." And then I said we would mention this from Paul in Ephesians chapter 2. This is one of the most beautiful things that Paul ever wrote. He said, "It is by grace you have been saved, through faith. This is not from yourselves, it is a gift from God, not by works, that no one should boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." It's God's grace that saves us. Now, that doesn't mean we shut down our minds and we don't develop fortitude and strength and boldness and innovation and creativity to address our problems. God has given us those things. But at the end of the day, when the problem gets so big and so difficult and so overwhelming that you feel like it's just going to destroy you, Paul reminds us that it's by grace you are saved. Through your faith. So it always requires a response of us. It's not that we earn it, but we do have to respond to it. It's like if I have a gift here in my hand and I reach out and say, take this gift, just take it, just, it's yours. And you just stand there like this. I can do, like, put it in your face and I can shake it and you smell it. You never receive the gift. You never experience what has been given to you. And so the response, it's we're saved by grace through faith. You have to respond to the grace. You have to open your life up and say, "Lord, I receive your grace. I'm going to give it my best. I'm going to do all that I can. I'm going to develop all the skills and listen to the wisdom that's presented to me and the good counsel. But at the end of the day, Lord, I know it's going to be you who saves me." And so I trust in you. That's through faith. I receive that grace that you offer. And we hear this invitation in the simple invitation that Jesus gives in Matthew chapter 11. He says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So we come to Jesus in the midst of our burden, and we receive rest. It doesn't completely become easy street. Jesus says, "But my burden is light. I will show you how to walk in the world lightly. I will show you how to walk in the world with a calm cheerfulness in the midst of your difficulty and your struggle, yet you will have a calm cheerfulness that you can walk with. And if you walk in the way of the Lord and follow His discipline in His way, you'll find rest." And that's God's grace made available to us. So it's not in the Bible. God will give you more than you can handle. He will allow you to experience more than you can handle. Your experience already tells you that. Reason would say that. The church tradition suggests that, and the scriptures show that. But the other side of that is God will allow you to experience what feels like more than you can handle, but His grace is sufficient for you to overcome. Because He's overcome the world. And so with Christ living in us, we can walk receiving God's grace through faith and find rest. And that's the good news. Let's pray together. Father, whatever our burden in life, maybe it's one that we are sort of pondering on now that we have overcome in the past because of your grace, or maybe we're in the midst of a storm that's raging, as Isaiah or the psalmist says, with the mountains quaking and shaking. Or maybe we see a problem brewing, a storm brewing over the horizon. Father, whatever the weight that is on our shoulders at this time, whatever burden is tearing at our hearts, lead us to your grace. May we come to the one who will give us rest. And in that grace, may we learn to overcome through the power of your Son, Jesus, within us. And it is in his name that we pray. Amen.